The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
When things are good for Urban Meyer, he's like running up and down the sideline, bumping chests with players, high-fiving, jumping and back-bumping.
Where's that cyst on his brain when things are going well?
Right. I don't know what kind of health issues he has, but it seems like his health issues are solved by his team playing well.
He only seems to come up with health problems when he's got murderers on his team or domestic violence guys. We're losing to Purdue.
Someone murdered?
Yeah.
How many college bowl games do you think there were in 1990?
30.
How about 19?
That seems like a good number to me.
Right?
Go back to 83.
16. That's what we need. The 40 best teams get to go to a bowl game.
The problem
get
is
better for next year.
It's really more about TV than it is really for anything else, so that they've got programming. Most of these bowl games, nobody goes. I've always found some interesting matchups with teams that I kind of like. Maybe the first year that I'm having a hard time finding anything.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name, Jong, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. And however you're listening, whether it's on ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1, watching on live stream, listening on the stream, listening on the app. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed the first 2 hours, and we'll probably get a little non-sportsy here, but just as a little bit of a follow-up as to how you get to be, you know, how you get to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse says, tell the listener not to be a dumb when posting and not be afraid to bet sport. Yeah, it's not so much a betting. It's just either be really dumb or have funny stuff.
Yeah.
Like, listen, OU Mike's not, people don't know who he is because he's got really funny stuff. Just, it's, you know, that's how you can make your mark. As long as it's something entertaining. It's harder for texters because, you know, frankly, I have to, like, half the texts that we get now are on my delete list. So.
You still don't have time for it.
No, I don't have time to go through. There's some good ones. And
there's good and bad on both sides.
No, there's good and bad in the text world, but I've kind of gotten rid of most of the bad ones, which sometimes those were fun to make fun of, but now it's most of them are just, you know, blatant attempts to try to mess with the show, and I just nobody got time for that. That's why you're on the automatic delete list. So if I have your phone number on that list, you're never getting read on this show. So hit up the other guys.
Suck it.
They'll like you. All right.
I just don't read the text because I'm lazy. I got too much stuff going on trying to do a radio show.
Well, yeah, it's just I like it to be interactive. I like people to be able to participate. But but there's a lot of ways to do that, and Twitter's always gonna you're always gonna have a better chance with Twitter because that's the one that we all look at. All right, so I have some other non-sportsy stories for you.
Okay.
Jason Mills, who is a substitute teacher with a 4.5 star rating.
Okay, that's solid.
Yeah.
Is that a Yelp rating?
I don't know.
Or Google reviews.
I don't know if they have a rate my substitute teacher thing. I know they used to have a rate my professor because I was on there at one point.
Oh, yeah? How'd you score?
I don't know. I never really paid any attention.
That means probably not well.
Probably not, but maybe I'll go check that on the break and see. But Jason Mills was his mugshot. He's pretty well beat up in because he started trouble with a bouncer at a sports bar north of Tampa. Now, first off, north of Tampa is you don't want to be in sports bars around there. Nope. That is not the most pleasant area of the world. And especially at 2 a.m. in Florida. And, of course, Joe Whiskey Sports Bar, according to an arrest report, 48-year-old Jason Mills went just after 2 a.m., got into an argument with a bouncer. Deputies say the verbal argument escalated when Mills tried punching the bouncer.
Mm.
That's never a good idea.
No, that usually gets you either beat up or sent to jail.
Yeah, because then the arrest report says the bouncer punched Mills, knocking into the ground. He was then handcuffed by the bouncer and other staff members. Deputies who responded to the bar say Mills was extremely intoxicated and belligerent.
You want to hear a really horrible story?
Oh, yeah. I love horrible stories.
When I was in the Army, I had a part-time gig as a bouncer at a place called The Warehouse in Clarksville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And The Warehouse was a real problem spot because it was a mix of soldiers and bikers. And those two typically don't mesh well, especially when there's alcohol involved.
Yeah.
But we basically had a deal where, not even the deal, this is what our bosses told us. They were like, if someone's unruly, take them outside and whip their ass, and you guys just tell them that, you know, say, so-and-so bartender saw it, he threw the first punch, and the cops will come, and they'll believe her, and then they'll take him away. That was the rule. Like, if somebody's an a-hole, you just go outside, you beat him up, and then you tell the cops, hey, this guy came in here and threw a punch, we had to beat him up. And that was about two or three times a week that exact scenario played out.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. I like the days when I worked the door. Because you almost never have to beat anybody up when you work the door. And you all, that would also means that you almost never get punched if you're working the door. Because that is a risk to being a bouncer. Sometimes there's guys who will punch you.
Yeah.
Especially, I wasn't like the biggest bouncer in the world.
Yeah,
for
I was
sure.
about to say, back then you probably were.
But we had a guy who worked there that was like 6'6 and probably 350. Just this monstrous black dude. He looked like a pro wrestler. And that was the problem. Like, you always wanted to be by him if things went down. That's the guy you want to buddy up with, because nobody was taking a cheap shot at him. That would have been very, very foolish. But yeah, that's the way of the bouncer, I think. I don't know if that's still the way of the bouncer, but it definitely was the way of the bouncer back then.
I'm sure we have bouncer listeners who can tell us.
They're all sleeping right now, probably.
Yeah, probably. Or, you know, yeah, they're not going to work until like 10.
Yeah.
So. All right, I have a radio one for you.
Give it to me.
A Little Rock radio host, which I don't know how your life has turned out if you're hosting in Little Rock.
There's some guys in this building who should be in Little Rock.
But
no offense.
There's an Arkansas drive time radio host who goes by the name Randy Rainwater.
Oh, what a
and apparently
what a cool guy name.
Well, yeah. But people try to troll him, which, you know, they do all the time. So they were still running. Somebody pranked him by saying, are we still in the running for 2020 Aledo, Texas running back Buster Nutt? He's a true finisher and explodes through holes. I haven't seen an update on Hog Sports, so I was just wondering. Thanks as always. So basically, he didn't get it.
No,
no.
So he read the whole thing out. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But he looks old. So an old guy who's doing drive time in Little Rock. That's, man. That better not be where I wind up at the end of my career.
I'll be out of radio. Yeah, I always said I don't want to be one of these radio nomads who just travels from crappy market to crappy market trying to make a buck and have like a $40,000 a year radio job. And it's just not, it's not worth it. That's a bad quality of life. Like if I can't make a decent living here doing radio or in another like city where I actually want to live, I'll just find a different job. That's the move, right?
Yeah, yeah. But no, I've always said I don't want to. When I start becoming irrelevant, I'll eject.
Right.
I won't wind up in some. The only thing I might do, it'd be kind of cool to do like a late night rock and roll show somewhere. You know, that I wouldn't mind being the old guy doing.
Right.
All right, we're gonna take you back to the '80s, man.
Now, but now, like if you're talking oldies, you're talking about like Linkin Park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a song.
Take you back to a classic. It's a classic here. It's called "Bleed It Out." What? This one came out in like 2003.
Guns N' Roses is classic rock now.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, like Stone Temple Pilots is classic rock now.
Nirvana.
Yeah.
So
weird. It means we're old, man.
Yeah, it does. But man, what are you going to do, man? But that I wouldn't mind doing. I wouldn't mind like being part of a rock station at the end of my career. Because that's not, you're not doing a whole show.
No.
Yeah, you're just, you're
talking for, go down to Buzzy's Sub Shop over on 4th Street. They got a great deal right now. Two sandwiches for $7.99 if you tell them old Freddie Falcon sent you by. And I hope you guys haven't forgotten who's going to be playing out at Muzzles tonight. Eddie Money in the house. You get out there and see old Eddie Money. You're going to have a great time, guys. Let's go.
He's going to take you home tonight.
Now, here's a little R-E-O. Boom. And then you hit the music. That's all. You have to do it all in the lead-in to the song, though.
Riding the storm out, man. Oh, boy. All right.
So you know how to do it. I'll coach you. Let's say that. I'll coach you. I'll get you right. You'll be a rock and roll DJ in no time.
I want it to be. I don't want it to be no time. I mean, it needs to be a few years in the future. I'd like to do this a couple more years.
Yeah.
But we'll see. It's not always your choice either. Sometimes people get sick of you, too. So,
me?
No, not you. I mean, in general. Maybe they'll get sick of me here. Maybe Mr. Gal say, you know what? We need to go a different direction.
I was going to say, nobody gets sick of me.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. That's made up.
Well, nobody gets sick of Go Insurance. And, guys, how about this new app, Go Car Insurance, that you've probably seen their billboards around town. They've got elephants being shot out of cannons, crazy cats. All kinds of stuff happening. And if you're wondering what that's about, it's about Go Insurance. It's the very first on-demand car insurance app exclusively on the iPhone. And it's extremely fast. You just download the app, scan your license. You'll get a quote in 60 seconds. And, guys, you're using your iPhone for everything now. Why not your car insurance? Everything's managed through the app. No more paperwork or waiting on hold. Say goodbye to all the hassles. You're totally in control. Update your policy, add drivers, file a claim, all in the app. Finally, a car insurance that gets it and speaks your language. No more jargon that no one understands. Go makes your insurance faster, easier, possibly even cheaper than what you pay now. They've been the number one auto insurance app in the App Store for over 1,500 days running, and they're just so easy to use. Check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance. That's G-O. That's simple. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today.
Live Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Mark says a buddy of his that has bounced together at multiple bars plan on writing a book on our exploits and things we've seen. That could be fun.
Yeah.
Bear Joe says, often do folks say thanks when you get something right? We get that a lot more often than you would think. We still get tons of hatred, but that comes with the territory. It doesn't bother me either way. But I haven't been right very much this year. So, yeah. In fact, I've had a horse bleep year and not afraid to admit it. But still got time to pull it out. Okay, so I had a couple more of these stories for you. I promised you a Ron Burgundy update.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about this, because I'm not a big podcast guy, but I might listen to this. Will Ferrell is going to do a podcast in 2019 as Ron Burgundy. It's going to do 12-episode seasons.
Okay.
The Ron Burgundy podcast with the Anchorman will start in early 2019. I'm kind of interested in this. I'm not going to lie.
Maybe so.
I think it could be funny.
I'd check it out.
Yeah. Jong, is that something you would listen to?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were as big.
Out of my way to listen to a podcast.
Yeah, though. I don't know if Jong was as big of an Anchorman guy as.
I mean, I liked it. I mean, I didn't see the second one because I heard it was really, really horrible. Like, the first one was awesome.
Yeah. The second one was awful, but watched it anyway. I watched a couple of movies this weekend that I'd never seen.
What'd you watch?
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh.
I saw that a long time ago. Not
so
great.
So did I.
Not great, but it had a lot of 80s stuff, so yeah. I'm surprised I hadn't seen it. I didn't hate it as much as I thought I would. And then I watched Kick-Ass. Which I'd never seen.
I've seen that a long time ago, too.
Yeah, just movies from way back that I'd never actually watched. But I enjoyed that. It was, you know, it wasn't a waste of time.
Yeah, Kick-Ass it's a fun movie.
Yeah, yeah. So speaking of movies, what did you talk about on Comic-Cast, Joe?
We did Captain Marvel. We broke down the trailer. And the Avengers trailer was supposed to come out tomorrow morning. But they moved it back to Friday. So Friday morning, apparently at 8 a.m. our time, you're going to get the Avengers 4 trailer. And I'm guessing the title for the movie as well. They moved it back because tomorrow they're going to be doing President Bush's funeral. So they pushed everything back.
Am I the only one that's not excited for Captain Marvel?
No. I said when it came out, I don't care about Captain Marvel.
I mean, I did like the trailer where she punched an old lady. That was good.
Yeah.
But other than that.
That's just a dumb character.
Yeah. It's
not my thing.
I just don't have any interest.
Are you excited about it?
Not really. No. But then I wasn't really excited about Aquaman either, but I'm getting more and more excited as it's counting down. Same with Black Panther when it was announced. I was like, oh, okay, it's kind of cool. And then as it kind of got closer to Black Panther, I was like, then I got started to get hyped. The first two trailers for Captain Marvel was meh for me. So maybe if they release one at a month from the actual movie, I might get a little excited. But
it's kind of part of your job to go now that you're the king of Comic-Cast.
Yeah.
So you have to at least pretend to be interested.
I know. I'll give my serious takes. But no, I don't think it's gonna do like what Wonder Woman did, because that was the first one. Wonder Woman just crushed it in the box office. I would probably say it'll probably make like $90 million in opening weekend, which is pretty good.
Yeah,
it's like Ant-Man money.
It's crazy that like now $90 million on the first weekend is that's pretty good. I mean, these superhero movies have really just readjusted what success is.
Well, I mean, not even a year out from Black Panther, that sucker made $180-190 million opening. No, 200, I think, something.
Doing I'm gonna do a Marvel movie called
Jonah Hex,
Mexican Leopard, and it's gonna be huge in the Latin community. It's gonna be huge.
No, well, DC's gonna beat you because they're releasing Blue Beetle, who's this Hispanic Latino heritage.
When is that coming out?
I think 2020. So you better fast track yours.
Damn it. Oh, man. Who's their star?
I don't think there's a cast yet, but they're fast tracking the movie.
Okay. I think I'm going to get Antonio Banderas. Should I go with him or Danny Trejo?
Man. Why not both? Danny Trejo is the sidekick.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Not that you'd want to involve anybody who actually does writing in this project, but hey.
I can tell you who the bad guy is going to be, but it's a secret.
Fred, there's your next project.
The bad guy?
Donald Trump.
It's Trump.
He's trying
to build a wall. And
those are bad hombres.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to be called, the bad hombres.
Do you think?
I like it.
Yeah, I better go with Mexican leopard because Mexican jaguar is like, people say jaguar. Mm. Or do you think Mexican panther is the move? I can just call it Mexican pantera.
Well, now you're getting somewhere.
Pantera Mexicano.
And use all pantera music.
Yeah. But instead of the pantera vocalist, have it be in Spanish.
Yeah. Sí.
Yeah.
¿Cómo se dice walk in Espanol?
Yeah.
You better copyright this before somebody takes
this
it.
This is a brilliant idea.
Hey, well, guess what? This is our intellectual property.
That's right.
So therefore, if someone takes it, we can sue.
Someone steals it, I'll just kill them. I'll send the cartel after them.
Keep Houston Beard.
That's right. Cartel, they're going to be my friends now. You know how many Mexicans I'm going to hire for Mexican or Pantera Mexicano? Thousands. Thousands. I'm boosting the economy. See, not all of us Americans are bad guys.
Well, there's good.
Although the film will be shot in Louisiana for tax purposes. Well,
yeah, actually, Mississippi does even better than Louisiana now.
Okay. Yeah, it moves around. But we got to save that dough.
Yeah. So, yes, Ozarks, what did you think of the series? I know it's old, but we just started binge watching.
Super good.
I thought it's really good. Season one better than season two, but season two is still pretty solid.
Hey, you want to hear a story?
This sure.
is about a Pennsylvania woman who was a 300-pound woman. She's large, large and in charge.
Well, unless she's 8 feet tall.
No, she's normal height.
Okay. Just checking. Trying to be fair.
She apparently liked guys who didn't weigh 300 pounds.
Okay.
So her boyfriend weighed 120 pounds. And if you're a 120-pound dude who dates a 300-pound woman, you need to be careful what you say and what you do.
And where you put things.
Because Wendy Thomas attacked Keno Butler with a knife and a table leg after they argued at their house back in March. She then shed... No, you better bleep that. Yeah.
You didn't...
I don't know.
Not quite. But
I don't know why. I threw an H in there that didn't need to be there. She then sat on his chest.
Because you had the she before that.
She then sat
on
his chest. How do you do the other thing? Because,
well, she could do that. Some people are into that.
For sure. She just hit him with a table leg. There's some people who pay good money for that.
Yeah.
I guess.
She sat on his chest and crushed him to death.
Wow.
Yeah.
That escalated quickly.
She was reportedly drinking and looking to buy crack cocaine before the incident. And she's now pleaded guilty to third-degree murder with a recommended sentence of 18 to 36 years in prison.
Wow.
Yep.
So, a heavy sentence.
You skinny boys out there with the big girl fetish, be careful. Mm. Be careful.
All right. Well, you can bet on a lot of things on my bookie, but you can't bet on...
You can't bet on that.
No.
You could put odds on if you would die or not.
Well, 100%, obviously. That's about as sure a bet as you're going to get.
1,000.
So, but guys, whatever you're into, though, they've got it on my... They've got entertainment you can bet on. They've got college basketball. I know Hoffman's got some plays for you. My man Jerry Bell's been pumping out the soccer plays. If you like that, guess what?
I put up four plays tonight, in fact, on my Twitter.
There you go. All those games are on my bookie. You can get on there right now. And you want to bet NBA? You want to bet hockey? You want to bet college football bowl games? Army-Navy?
Fred, what if they want to bet the Syracuse-Northeastern play that I had, but the game's already started?
They've got in-game betting
what?
For you. Yes. All of it's there at MyBookie. And, guys, I use it for everything. I use it for horse racing. And it's the best site that I don't use anything else anymore. I only use MyBookie. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. We've been doing business with them for a long time. In-game live betting. The most rewarding player perks in the business. And all you have to do is get on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. They'll match 50% of your initial deposit. So you put 200 in, you'll get 100 to bet with MyBookie for free. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Well, I wrote this, what I'm saying. In my cubicle, where I hide out from my boss. In my cubicle, where I get lost in my thoughts. Although my life is beautiful.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Okay, John, is this thing you sent me for real? This is the real PETA? It's not some parody account?
Nope, nope. It's the actual account.
Oh, my God. Excuse me. Oh, my dog. Justices have become unacceptable to use racist, homophobic, or ableist language? What is that? Phrases that trivialize cruelty to animals will vanish as more people begin to appreciate animals for who they are and start bringing home the bagels instead of the bacon. Words matter, and as our understanding of social justice evolves, our language evolves along with it. Here's how to remove speciesism from your daily conversations. Instead of saying, kill two birds with one stone, you feed two birds with one scone. This is for real. Instead of be the guinea pig, be the test tube.
By the way, feeding a bird a scone, I think it kills it. So great. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't feed two birds with one scone. Beat a dead horse. They say feed a fed horse. Okay, I have a
Why would you feed a fed horse? Then it's going to get fat. Well, exactly. And liver's gonna
he's going to get obese and die. And you're not hurting the dead horse.
Right.
He's already dead. And what would happen to the Guns N' Roses song? This is okay. Bring home the bacon. Instead, say bring home the bagels. No, because you know what? Bagels are nasty and bacon is the nectar of the gods.
That's true.
Yeah. And here's another one for you.
I don't know that bagels are nasty necessarily.
I'm not a fan.
I'm just on a low carb thing, so.
Yeah. I guess I've had like pizza bagels that are pretty good, you know, different kind of stuff. But I mean nothing.
Bagel bites.
But nothing compares to bacon. Finally, take the bull by the horns. They want you to say take the flower by the thorns. Oh, so I'm supposed to stab myself in the finger with your freaking thorns. So that you're happy. Ugh, they're serious about this. Jung, what the hell?
I don't know. It's PETA. You like PETA.
I don't like PETA.
No, he likes Peter.
No, I like pizza.
Oh, you like penis. No, Pete. Which? Oh, pizza. That's right. Yeah, he likes pizza.
Yeah. But they got to be trolling, right, Jung?
It's PETA. I don't think they troll.
No, that's what they really think.
They're serious?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know what to say about this.
You're excited. Come on.
No, I'm not. I think there's probably a lot of these things that you could take out of your vocabulary if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Like giving the dog a bone?
Yeah. Knick-knack, paddywhack?
Mm-mm. Now, I think that turns into a really bad bestiality porno. Yeah. So just stay away from that. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Thanks for sending me that, John.
Yes.
I'm now disturbed. There's no question. And really? Flowers and thorns? Come on, PETA. I would say you're better than that, but we know you're not.
You're not much better than that.
Come on. Stop feeding a fed horse.
Yeah. I love the idea of getting the horse fat and killing him.
Yeah.
As opposed to, yeah, let's just chop on this one.
What are
you
supposed to do instead of grab the bull by the horns?
You bleep it. No, I mean,
that's
not right.
Whoa.
I don't think they want you to do that for sure.
Yeah. I don't. I Pete is a lot of things. I don't think they're for that.
Hmm.
No, they would.
Grab the bull some popcorn.
No. Instead, yeah, that might work. Meanwhile, if you're not taking the bull by the horns, he's probably goring you.
Yeah, because
that's what they do.
Yeah.
No, they want you to take the flower by the thorns for that one. I don't get the be the test tube. Hey, aren't you honoring a guinea pig in a way by saying, hey, we want to be like a guinea pig? I mean, nobody talks about guinea pigs otherwise. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, you're not going to go, oh, wow, the guinea pig is such a great animal. No. He's a test animal. And just, you know what I'm going to do? Just in honor of PETA, when I get outside, I'm going to go find a stone and try to kill two birds with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. Take that, PETA. Disclaimer, he's not really telling the truth. He's not going to hurt birds. God. Thank you for that, John. Screwed the pooch. Can't use that anymore. Well, you probably shouldn't be doing that anyway.
Screwed the gooch? No?
No, don't screw the gooch.
Instead of bleep through a goose, what are we supposed to say? Just out of curiosity. Waiting for PETA to suggest an animal-friendly nickname for the falcon. The flower.
The flower, yeah.
Fred the flower.
Yeah, that.
I think that's a nickname on Wikipedia, by the way.
Really?
The flower is?
I don't know where that came from. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
You know what you're going to do.
Beat it. No, feed a fed horse.
Feed a fed horse. Yeah,
that's right. That'll work.
I can go get some flowers for you. You can grab it by the thorns.
No, I don't want to grab thorns. I have no interest in thorns. By the way, as much money as I've lost this year, it's nothing compared. You see this dude who should have listened. This is the one time he should have listened to me and you. MGM Race Sports took a $330,000 bet on the Falcons -2.5.
Oh. Tried to tell you, man.
Yeah.
Teams quit.
$330,000.
Wait, that was this year?
That was Sunday against the Ravens. Yeah.
2 years ago, that might have been a good bet.
It was the largest wager of the season on an NFL side.
$300,000 is?
$330,000, yeah.
Damn.
Well, it's the largest bet they've taken this year. But usually we find out when these mad bombers are running around.
Yeah.
So it says, it may have seemed like a safe bet because starting quarterback Joe Flacco was out yet again, and rookie quarterback Lamar Jackson was making his first road start.
Meanwhile, L-Jax is balling.
Yeah, that you might want to look at that. I don't know. But, wow. Just got a text from John Granato about a story on Google. Alleged sexual abuse of guinea pig in Frederick County parking lot under investigation, deputies say.
Oh, no.
Oh, my Tebow. What the hell is wrong with the world, AJ?
There's a lot of sick people out there, man.
There are. Well, maybe we should be the test tube. I don't think you can abuse one of those.
No.
Hmm.
But, yeah, there's some odd birds out there. Oh, I shouldn't say odd.
No, can't say that.
There's some odd turds out there.
Ew.
Human turds, not animal.
You're so fascinated with that.
I'm just trying to be PC, Fred. Fred the flower.
Stop. I'm honoring the majestic falcon.
What kind of flower would you be?
I would obviously be one with thorns, because that's what it's supposed to be, right? You know what? I'm just going to tell you that this kind of stuff drives me to drink, and that's why I'm glad I have Thrive. 60% of Americans drink alcohol. And, guys, you know, if you're a listener to the show, you probably drink a little bit too. And I all the time you've heard me talk about Thrive Plus, the number one question I always get is, does it work? And the answer is absolutely. And it once you get over a certain age, and believe me, I'm way past that certain age, then you're not going to recover the next morning the same way you did when you were younger. It's just impossible. Well, I'm a long way from my 20s, and I can tell you, if I'm going to drink, there's going to be Thrive Plus involved. Doesn't matter if it's going to be a couple of drinks or if I'm going to go on a rager, I'm taking my Thrive Plus. All you have to do is take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. It'll reduce the alcohol's negative effects. It gives your liver what it needs. And the guys at Brooks and his team that put this together, I mean, they're – they're so smart. They know what they're doing. He's a Princeton graduate. They were on Shark Tank. They've got five PhDs on their team. How about this? If you're not, don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. Doesn't matter how many drinks you're having. Just take those three Thrive Plus capsules afterwards. It's that simple. You're going to feel better anytime you wake up, and your liver's going to thank you, and your head's going to thank you. They're a Houston-based company, so if you order before 4 o'clock, you're going to receive it on your doorstep the next day. To order Thrive Plus, just go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're also on Amazon, so if you want to order that way, you can simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, and neither should you.
Guys, the Houston Rockets, they're your one-stop shop for those unique holiday gifts this season. How about a five-game holiday gift pack starting as low as $149? Five games for $149. Great for the biggest Rocket fan in your life. RocketsShop.com, your Rockets headquarters for all the latest Rockets hats, jerseys, polos, kids gear, and more. They're going to be doing the 12 days of online Christmas on RocketsShop.com. 12 days of holiday specials exclusively there at RocketsShop.com, featuring daily specials with items like James Harden jerseys, Rockets hats, Rockets plush toys, and more. A different deal each day leading up to a Christmas Day delivery. And take advantage of a limited time Rockets jersey swap. You bring in any old Rockets jersey to the Rockets team shop at Toyota Center, swap it out for any new jersey at 25% off. So if you bought a Carmelo jersey and you have buyer's remorse, take it in. Get 25% off your next one. You have an old school, really raggedy looking Steve Francis or Katino Mobley jersey with the smiley face Rocket on it. You want to get rid of that? Trade it in. 25% off a new one. Tune into Rockets radio and TV broadcast for a nightly item of the game retail special. And then the Kids Club, of course, presented by Children's Memorial Herman, is the perfect stocking stuffer for the young Rockets fan. Two different packages available with the All-Star package containing two tickets to an upcoming game for only $45. That's RocketsShop.com for all your Rockets Christmas needs.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Don't miss out on the holiday party tonight. Everyone's invited. All you have to do to get in is bring an unwrapped toy with you. There will be plenty of drinks, games, raffles, prizes, and fun. It's guaranteed to be the best Christmas party that's really a toy drive. All toys will go to the Snowdrop Foundation, which benefits the Texas Children's Cancer Center. Set your alarm to be at McIntyre's on Tuesday night. Party starts at 7. We'll be there, and we'll be looking for you to join us to make this Christmas special for a sick child and their family. Also coming up at 7 o'clock, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis and special guest Carl Dukes. Psh, psh, psh. Exactly. All right, do you guys have a Hey Man bleep that?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Well, mine is, it kind of goes back to this weekend and something that you lost money on, the Texas-Oklahoma game.
Yep.
The NCAA has to figure out that if you're going to incentivize conferences, like give them more money if their team makes it to a playoff or gets into a certain bowl game, you need to at least, like, keep the integrity of your game in check by not allowing that conference to officiate its own title games. Because
that's a good idea.
The Big 12 the Big 12 has every incentive to have Oklahoma beat Texas. And I'm not saying that Texas would have won the game, but there were definitely some calls that would have put it in doubt. And when you've got officials who represent the conference who set to benefit from Oklahoma winning, it really kind of puts a big question mark on the game in general. I think that needs to be something that happens within every conference, maybe even in every sport, you know, and really, because, I mean, in college basketball, there's a lot of times where if a certain team wins, they're in the tournament, and if they don't, they're out, and that's one less tournament team. So I think they really need to check into that and see about having a different, you know, send the SEC refs over to ref the Big 12 game, Big 12 refs over to ref the SEC games. It doesn't seem that difficult. So
well, that's something they need to... Especially with gambling now. I mean, yeah. It's going to have those questions, man.
Yeah, so to shady refs, I say, hey, man, that.
John, would you like to go?
Yeah. I've always said fanboys are the worst. And we were supposed to get the Avengers 4 trailer tomorrow. And people are a little upset because they put it off until Friday. And comments like, if Disney releases it to everybody, we should remember that there are more countries where people will watch the trailer other than the U.S., but it would be extremely understandable, so we'll see. And this guy says, you should understand that the entire world is waiting for the trailer. We actually don't care about your bleeping special days, even if it's due to an important death. So I feel like if you cannot wait a couple more days for the trailer, what kind of life do you have?
Hey, you know what I used to do before the internet? I just got surprised. Like, I saw trailers when they put them up on television or before a movie that I was watching. I didn't just sit around and wait for the day because I never knew the day. So get over it.
Yeah, people, it keeps going on, and people are like, oh, that man was horrible. Like, screw that man, that kind of thing. I was like, why are you throwing around all this hate? And I think people, like, hardcore Marvel fans have gone to like all the YouTube Marvel videos and started to dislike a bunch of their stuff, and I'm like, what point does that make? Like, that doesn't do anything. They're gonna release it when they want to release it, and if you guys can't wait a few more days, then that's your problem. And to that I say, hey man, fuck that.
Well, I'm having a hard time being mad at anything right now because I'm in a really good mood and everything's going really well, but there's something that irritated me over the weekend, and that's that the police union has now filed a lawsuit to keep Prop B from going in, which we all talked about. And of course, the city and Mayor Turner support that. And I have two real bitches about this. One is that, you know, you're pitting the public to have to choose one or the other here, which is unfair because I support both of those organizations and think they're both underpaid. But what really pisses me off, and this goes back to the Astrodome thing, we voted. We had our voice. The people had their voice.
And then y'all were just like, nah.
It's like, no, we know better than you. It's like, really? You know better than the people? Okay. Well, guess what? Next time you're up for election, I'm not on your side, Chief. And the people will vote then, and I'm going to do my best to make sure that they vote against you. And guess what? I'm sure you'll find some way to get around it because that's what you guys do. To that, I say, hey, man, f*** that. Yeah.
I also blew it because I told you when Northeastern was down only 2 to Syracuse. Now they're down 10. I ruined it. I did that to myself. I should have just kept my mouth shut.
All right, we'll be back in studio tomorrow, and then Thursday, come see us out at Buku on Richmond and Chimney Rock. It's going to be one of the last road shows of the year, so please come out. And now that's your...
Oh, and that's my cue. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Man Centers, now known as the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers. Same practice as always. Nothing's changed but the name. And listen, if you are dealing with low testosterone, it can affect you in a lot of ways. It can affect your fertility, can affect your drive at work, at the gym, in the bedroom. And a lot of places, they're recommending those testosterone injections, synthetic injections. That's not what Man Centers is doing. They're focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone, because those synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and even shrinkage. Nobody wants shrinkage. Go check them out. Go check out Man Centers. They've got a new way to go about it that doesn't have to deal with all those nasty side effects or the crash. Houston at Katy Freeway in Campbell in the Memorial area off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. Great facility down there you need to go check out. And by the way, your benefits for 2018 are running out. If you've hit your deductible, now's the time to get in and see them. Get something done if you need it. But even if you haven't, they'll if you're just getting checked out for the first time, they'll do that for free. A free general mail wellness checkup, because the doctors at Man Centers want to make sure you're running properly. Call today to set up an appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book online. It's the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.